Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. It's Drew Badger. This is the Big Scary News for episode 262. And we're kicking things off with this update from Spookhalla coming to Tampa, Florida. Spookhalla is very excited to announce the legendary guitarist Scott Ian will be joining us this October at the Florida State Fairgrounds. Scott Ian is best known as the rhythm guitarist, lyricist, and co-founder of the thrash metal band Anthrax, of which he is the sole continuous member. Ian is also the guitarist, lyricist, and a founding member of the thrash band Stormtroopers of Death, and the rhythm guitarist for The Damn Things and Mr. Bungle, and who can forget his cameo appearance on The Walking Dead. Happening October 6th through the 8th at the Florida State Fairgrounds, go to spookhalla.com for more info. We have this news from Freddy's Haunts in Aliquippa, Pennsylvania. Hope I pronounced that right. Is Halloween your favorite holiday? Do you love the sound of screams into the night? Do you like the sound of making a grown man cry like a little girl? Yeah. We are looking for new ghouls and goblins to join our team. Haunt season is right around the corner, and if you're interested in becoming a scare actor, please send us a message. If you would like to volunteer to be a scare actor or are already part of our family, we'll be having our annual picnic and meeting at the Haunt on August 12th at 4 p.m. Hope to see everyone there. Get more information and send them a message at their Facebook page, facebook.com/officialfreddyshaunts. We have this from Kevin McCurdy's Haunted Mansion in Wappinger Falls, New York. Haunters wanted. We're now hiring for the upcoming season of Kevin McCurdy's Haunted Mansion. All positions are available. Scare actors, security, tickets, parking, makeup, and more. An application is available on our website right now. Submit yours today and join us at one of our open call auditions and interview sessions in August for your chance to join our amazing team. Questions and resumes can be sent to our team at kmhmcast@gmail.com. We're so excited for the 2023 season to begin. Visit thehauntedmansion.com for more info. We have this news on a vampire ball coming to North Charleston, South Carolina. Calling all bloodsuckers, counts, and creatures of the night, Dance Macabre Productions is hosting another infamous goth night, and this time it's a vampire ball. Arise from your coffins, sharpen your fangs, and don't forget to tease that bat's nest. It's going to be a night to remember. Costumes are not required, but are highly encouraged. You must be 21 or older to attend. Happening Thursday, August 17th at the Purple Buffalo. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/thepurplebuffalo843. We have this from the abandoned haunted house complex in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin. We are officially hiring for the 2023 season. We're looking for scare actors, event staff, hospitality, and more. All positions are paid, no experience necessary. We provide training, and you must be 17 by September 23rd. You must have reliable transportation, and most of all, be willing and ready to have fun. Apply today at abandonedhauntedhouse.com/hiring. We have some hiring news from 100 Acres Manor in the Pittsburgh area. Hundred Acres Manor is one of the nation's top-ranked haunted houses. Year after year, Hundred Acres Manor has been featured on the Travel Channel, Forbes, USA Today, LA Times, and dozens of other media. We depend upon our dedicated staff and crew to help us succeed and remain one of the nation's best. We're now hiring paid positions for the upcoming season. Actors, you must be at least 16. Customer service and security, merchandising and sales, and more. No experience necessary. And remember, these are paid positions. Apply today at 100acresmanor.com/jobs. We have this from the 13th Hour Haunted Attraction in Indianapolis. We have a new theme announcement. Car Talker Expeditions is expanding in 2023, and we're now double the size. Upon arrival, you will be welcomed by Lady Car Talker and her staff to our expanded state-of-the-art facility. Car Talker Expeditions is the only place you and your friends can travel into the past and walk amongst those lost to the perils of time. We assure you, it's safe. Stay tuned for more announcements about our most epic season yet. Visit facebook.com/13thhourindy for more. That's the word 13th. We have this from Woods of Terror in Greensboro, North Carolina. Want to work for a haunted house but not up to being a scare actor? Join our phenomenal customer service team. We're hiring concession workers, gift shop cashiers, grill cooks, and more. Fill out the application on our website and our midway manager will reach out to you. Fill out the application and wait for a call from one of our managers. Come have a great time working with us. We accept everyone and are looking to fill all positions. Get a link to that application at facebook.com/woodsofterror. We have this from the Terror Trail in Sebring, Florida. Thanks to Dr. D. Parnassa, Terror Trail 2023 will take place. The first meeting for scare actors will be mid-August. Follow our Facebook page for the date. Terror Trail has been an amazing haunt for 13 years. Be part of the greatest haunt in Florida. Text 863-214-6508 if you're interested in being a part of us. We need you. Get more information at terrortrailsebring.com. We have this from Terror at Potomac Manor in King George, Virginia. Terror at Potomac Manor is Virginia's newest haunted house, located just a few miles from the Potomac River in King George, Virginia. We're getting ready for the haunt season, and we're looking for actors, makeup artists, and support staff. If you're interested, please send us a message at facebook.com/terroratpotomacmanor, and thank you. We have this from Wicked South Productions in Pembroke, Georgia. You've been waiting for it, and now it's here. Want to be part of a fun and creative team? We invite you to come out and learn more. On August 19th, beginning at 10 a.m., we'll be looking for scare actors, general staff, parking lot staff, and queue line entertainment. A short and fun audition will be required for scare actors and those wanting to do line entertainment. Please be sure you're available all or most Friday or Saturday nights in October. We can't wait to see you. Get more information at wickedsouthproductions.com. We have this hiring news from the 13th Realm in Atwood, Tennessee. Open casting August 19th. Want to join our crew and help us celebrate our 13th anniversary season of fear? We only have a few limited positions open, and this will be our one and only casting for the season. Come out and meet some of our veteran crew members and show us what you got. Experience is not required. Get more info at the13threalm.com. We have this from the Bernal Scream in San Jose, California. The wait is over. The Bernal Scream is proud to officially announce its triumphant return to the Bay Area with Lucifer's Wrath Haunted Attraction. Starting September 29th and running through Halloween, the Bernal Scream will reclaim its place as one of the Bay Area's scariest commercial haunted attractions. Experience Lucifer's Wrath for yourself at thebernalscream.com. We have this news from the Strangest Things Haunted Farms in Eugene, Oregon. Who's ready for Halloween? We've been working nonstop since the beginning of the year to make improvements and have added so much. New props, new rooms, new characters, and so much more. We can't wait to scare you. Our Thursday theme nights will continue, and a flyer will be up soon. Keep up with our updates at facebook.com/strangestthingshauntedfarm. We have this update from Not Scary Farm in Buena Park, California. The wait is over. Tickets for Not Scary Farm are now available. Celebrate with us as we mark 50 years of spine-chilling nightmares and unforgettable scares. Grab your tickets today and be part of the legacy. Get those tickets at knots.com/events/scary-farm. And finally, we have this update from Days of the Dead coming to Los Angeles. Days of the Dead is pleased to announce Japanese suit actor Motokuni Nakagawa to Days of the Dead Los Angeles, happening August 25th through the 27th at the Hilton Los Angeles Airport. Veteran Super Sentai suit actor Motokuni Nakagawa is best known among Japanese giant monster fans for having played Mechagodzilla, also known as Kiryu, in Godzilla Tokyo SOS from 2003, as well as a trio of seasoned monsters, King Caesar, Monster X, and the Letter Kaiju's superpowered evolved form Kaiser Ghidorah in Godzilla Final Wars from 2004. Get tickets and more information at daysofthedead.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, you know, it is still hot, humid, terrible weather in the south, so why not head up to the cooler mountains of eastern Tennessee and enjoy the, you know, pleasant temperatures, maybe a little less humidity, and something called the Smoky Mountain Fan Fest going on in Sevierville, Tennessee next weekend, August 11th through the 13th at the Sevierville Convention Center. It looks like it's going to be a whole lot of fun. If the name sounds a little familiar, we did talk about it a little bit while I was at FrankenCon with Mr. Richard Bourne, who is also on the phone with me. He had a small interview with me at FrankenCon, kind of touching on the little ins and outs of Smoky Mountain Fan Fest, but we thought we'd delve in a little bit deeper this time. So I've got Richard on the phone. Richard, how are you, sir?
I am doing great. How are you today?
Sweating. You know, it's miserably hot and humid in early August in the Carolinas, but I do know that one state over and about 2,000 or 3,000 feet in elevation, it's probably a lot cooler up in the greater Sevierville, Knoxville, eastern Tennessee region.
Oh, I wish. actually, hit just about 86 degrees today where I'm at, so...
That's still better than the 94 I'm dealing with. But anyway, it may be hot outside, but it's probably going to be pretty darn cool inside the Sevierville Convention Center with Smoky Mountain Fan Fest. What have we got going on next weekend there? I know we had talked just a little bit at FrankenCon a couple of months ago where we had just hinted that there was some cool people coming. Who are some of the people that are going to be at Smoky Mountain Fan Fest?
Oh, man, we have got a great slate of people, guests coming, from actors to artists to TikTok stars to even authors like myself. But, like, we have Batical Datical, the TikTok star. We have Matthew Ashley, one of the artists, Peter Prankster, a great person with puppets. But then we also have the people from Twilight coming, Jason Marsden, the voice of Squidward himself, Roger Bumpus, will be there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We have a couple of wrestlers coming. Butterbean will be there. Dave Sheridan will be there.
He's always fun. He's a good guest.
Oh, he is. He's so much fun. He'll also be doing some stand-up comedy while he's with us as well.
Oh,
so.
Interesting. Now, you know, being that we gear a lot towards the Halloween industry and the horror industry, any horror-type celebs coming?
Yes, we do. We have Brett Wagner, who is the Lost Leatherface. He is going to be there. Then we also have, let me think, who else is horror? Well, I don't know if you consider Twilight horror, but as I said, two of the Twilight cast will be there. And then we've even got some from Stranger Things, Dorian King, who played the Demogorgon, and Grace Van Dien herself, so...
Sounds like it's a lot of fun, and I've met some of these people. I've not met others. I assume they will all be there selling autographs, photo ops, and the like.
Yes. You can go online to our Smoky Mountain Fan Fest website, and you can go ahead and pre-order your photo ops so that you don't have to wait in line when you get there.
Excellent. Now, you know, this may be a touchy subject here, but has the actors and writers strikes affected a lot of the guests? Have there been any cancellations since this began? I know that a few other cons have had issues with some of their guests, and at least, if nothing else, some Q&As and some panels being canceled.
Right. The writer's strike has done a little bit of... has made things a little bit problematic, but all of our guests are still coming. If they're on the website, they're still coming. I think maybe we lost two or three when it first started, but we have Smoky Mountain Fan Fest has gone to great lengths to make sure that it's still an amazing experience, and they will be able to sign whatever you bring. There will be some photos for sale. So if you have like your Funko Pops of certain actors, like the Red Skull, if you want Ross McQuarrie to sign it, he will be more than happy to do that for you. He'll be there and he'll be signing. So it's going to be a lot of fun. A few of the panels have had to be retooled just a little bit, and that's one of the things we're actually still working on. We're hoping to get everything set in stone hopefully by next week. Hopefully by like Tuesday of next week is the plan.
Well, yeah.
So that we can go ahead and put that out. Let's see here. But yeah, for the most part, everything is still good to go, including the Twilight panel. We talked to the SAG representatives, and we have gotten permission to do the Twilight panel.
Oh, nice.
So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Sounds like it. That was, you know, a huge thing when it was out. That was, you know, That will be interesting. Whether you loved the movies, you hated them, you watched them, you didn't watch them, you know, it will be kind of interesting to see what's going on there. What kind of other things have you got going on besides just meeting guests and having Q&As and photo ops? Are you, I assume you have plenty of cool vendors.
We have got a ton of great vendors coming out. They are all amazing. And, you know, you can probably find just about anything with our vendors. They sell things of all sorts. So if you're looking for, like, a certain item, you could probably get to one of our vendors and be like, hey, do you have this? And they can either say yes and hand it to you and you can buy it, or they can probably tell you where to get it.
Very nice.
So, but we also have, and this is like one of the coolest things this year. Did you ever watch The Last Airbender, the animated show?
I did watch the animated show, not the movie.
I didn't really watch the movie either.
Yeah, my kids love the animated show.
Exactly, my kids loved it too. And have you ever wanted to ride on Appa, the big white dragon kind of thing?
Oh, who hasn't?
Well, you can actually do that at Smoky Mountain Fan Fest this year.
We have
a life-size Appa will be there, and you can get up on top of it. You can ride it, take some photos with it. It's going to be amazing.
Please tell me you can go yip-yip and it'll fly.
Oh, I wish. I'm sure you can go yip-yip, but it probably won't take off. And if you like prehistoric stuff, we also have a dinosaur coming.
There's nothing wrong with dinosaurs.
That's right. Natasha, the dinosaur, will be there. All 3 days, in fact. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Sounds like it. Again, have you had any like last-second additions or cancellations?
Well, I think the last cancellation was Mr. Cullen, who played, I believe it was Red Hood, I think it was the Titans. But we also have two amazing replacements for him. If you ever watched Arrow, Deathstroke is going to be there, Manu Bennett. And then my son's going to freak when he finds out that this person's going to be here. But one of the biggest and the most recent addition is Ernie Reyes Jr., who played Kino in the Ninja Turtles Secret of the Ooze.
Ooh, that should be fun. My son was big into the Turtles when he was younger, so that sounds like a lot of fun. You know, with a lot of conventions like this, there are some after-hours things going on, parties or other things like that. Is there one here at Smoky Mountain Fan Fest?
Well, first off, I'll say that Smoky Mountain Fan Fest is one gigantic party. We have a lot of fun. But we do have a special VIP after-hours party. It will be at the Dave & Buster's. It's going to be like a comedy, kind of a stand-up comedy show. We're going to have some stand-up comics. Like Dave Sheridan's going to perform, Jason Marsden, and a few others that will surprise you.
Interesting. And Dave & Buster's is known for having a lot of cool games and things like that, so it sounds like that's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, it will. It's going to be an amazing event. And once again, you can still buy the VIP tickets. They're on our website. So.
Excellent. Well, that's a good segue to find out, where can you get more information? Where can you get a list of everybody who's going to be attending? What kind of photo ops are available? What kind of, you know, Q&As given the situation? And a list of everything that you need to know about Smoky Mountain Fan Fest, which is coming to the Convention Center in Sevierville, Tennessee, August 11th through the 13th.
Yes. You can actually go to our website, which is Smoky, S-M-O-K-Y, Mountain FanFest.com. Yeah. I mean, you can see all of the full guest list that's on there. We've got people from wrestlers. We've got people from Stranger Things, I said from TikTok. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It sounds like it. And I assume you have links there to various social medias, Facebook, Instagram, etc.
Yes, we do.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Smoky Mountain Fan Fest. Go to SmokyMountainFanFest.com. August 11th through the 13th at Sevierville, Tennessee's Convention Center. You don't necessarily have a host hotel, per se, do you? Is there a hotel attached to the Convention Center?
There is a hotel attached to the Convention Center. It's called the Wilderness at the Smokies. It's the one with the gigantic water park. So who knows who you may see at the water park.
That might be interesting. And, of course, Sevierville is known for having a slew of hotels, as well as for now, the world's largest Buc-ee's. So, if you needed another reason to come to this, you're almost literally right across the street from the world's largest Buc-ee's. So, grab yourself a brisket sandwich and head over to Smoky Mountain Fan Fest, August 11th through the 13th. Go to SmokyMountainFanFest.com. Richard Bourne, a pleasure to speak to you again here on Big Scary News.
Thank you very much, sir, and hope to see you at Smoky Mountain Fan Fest.
Once again, folks, my name is Drew Badger, and this is the aforementioned Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank, once again, Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying... good night.